Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know no one that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me. I'm that nigga boy, they love me in the street. I'm not tryna find nobody else to beat. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me. Yeah. Rip. It's been me and Young Tune off the rip. That's the man that put me in the If a nigga f*** with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody who won't talk about the clip. I've been taking light, you don't wanna hear me trip. God. Do y'all really know who y'all f***ing with? Yeah, I mean you can't blame me for wondering. Doesn't matter, could be winter or the summer. On the road, I do One Direction numbers, I don't f***ing miss. Yeah, Stunner and Magno. When Wayne was gone for 8 months, we put this thing up on our back. And I was snapping off on every single track though. Collect card from the vault, like where we at though. I was like, huh, it's our time, nigga. He left Rikers in the Phantom, that's my nigga. And I be rocking with the Tina Carter 9. And we YNC&B waiting on somebody to try, nigga. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know no one that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me.
Lord knows I'm hurt one of these.
His and hers Ferraris. One for me, one for my daughter. Waiting for someone to test me like a Harvard. I told her 223, two Michael Jordans. Come on, fight these shell cases like a lawyer. Nigga, find out where you stay and act like we find some oil. Got out of duct tape, so when he praying, I ignore the nigga. All I gotta say is sayonara. Drop dead gorgeous with the chain dying foreign. Nigga, where the real queens at? Shout out Capone and Noriega. We could shoot it out and see who lives to tell a story. Little diamonds in my rolling face. Can I be exfoliated? They think I'm associated. I'm the one that orchestrated. Yeah, yo, get a ass with. Whip like hoes, like horses racing. Ain't about what you walk away from. It's about what you walk away with. Dead presidents, some coffins baking. I'ma be doing something.
I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know no one that could cover for me. Yeah. Got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she said she love me. Believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me.
Rip. Had to get it popping off the rip. Rich young, that ain't never had a trick. Slim thug flow, but you know I like them thick. If she get a job at DOA, I drop her off a tip. I had to get it popping off the rip. I'm the one they tell you been rapping in the sink. Coming to the city and your niggas get to tripping. Well, take you to the Starbucks Club and drop you off a cliff. Well, damn, just be happy for the man. Nirvana, Coldplay, rap got bands. Ink from the money, got it all over my mind. Going out to Houston, spending all of my advance. Be live, just tell me for a check. Drake, you know I love you, you just took me out of debt. Yes, right now, you are looking at the best. Motherfucker war shows and motherfucker the press like that.
One, the rest. When they jumped off the porch, I was stumbling up the steps. I give what I collect before I give up my connect. It be a cold day in hell. Icicles made of sweat. One thing, sliding across my neck. Just know what that mean, like they deaf. The eye fire, this Nina like this. Our first day on the job and the bitch overslept. Soon stay humble. Think I'm a king. Need a horn and a drum roll. They throw motherfucking roses at my feet.
Hopped up on one road. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Tape a couple kilos to the stomach. She look like she got a bun in the oven for a mix. Three heat, believe me. All you gotta do is pay me every week. I had these bitches having babies every week. I'm the nigga you see me skating in the street. Gone.
Washington. It's 9:06 in New Haven, Connecticut, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's your hip-hop informer, What It Do, Hump Day Wednesday. We calling it Relationship Wednesday. Hey, tonight's topic, new relationship advice. Hey, we got the top 10 rules for you up in here tonight. We said new relationship rules opposed to the old ones. But first, coming to you live, I believe she in the studio. I can't quite see her. Hot Chocolate coming to us out of Plant City. What up, Mama? Hump Day.
I'm here. Happy Hump Day, everybody.
Oh,
what it is?
Oh, I see you over there. I see you.
Hey.
What's going on?
How you doing?
What's good?
Good, good.
Is she over there asleep? Is she laid out on the floor?
I'm not sleeping.
Not you.
Oh, not this time. Not me. Not me this time.
No. Do you see her over there? Can she talk? Do you see her, or does she need a minute?
Nah, she not here yet.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Lay there for a minute. We're talking about Madam CeeLo Boston. We're going to get her and pull her stuff together. That dude saved James out the DMV. What up, dude?
Yo.
What you got tonight? You rocking old school tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna throw some joints. I'm talking a few classic 80s R&B flavor jump off, some good 90s, early 90s R&B flavor jump off. I'm gonna have to dabble into a little bit, you know, see what we got shaking.
Hey, I know we kind of scheduled some old school, but let's drop one here at the top of the hour and then still keep up with our schedule. Hey, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about new relationship advice, 10 basic rules tonight. And since we're going to talk about the new, we're going to drop some old for you. Madam CeeLo Boston might be back after this. Hot Chocolate's here. Save James, that dude, TM. We'll be right back. T. Muhammad Radio Live.
Baby, I know you're wondering.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:12 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. Your girl, Hot Chocolate Save James, TM Hyman, and that was a throwback. Oh my God,
chill.
Lisa Cult Jam, Full Force, Take You Home. I don't even know if y'all are really. I don't want to even open this can of worms, but dare I say, old enough to appreciate that song.
Well, why don't
like
you give us an
third
idea.
Or fourth grade? Or
I'm with you.
I was in high school. I was in high school, I think, when that came out. That's like mid-80s, so I graduated in 88. Yes, Green Run High School, proud graduate of the Stallion.
You know what's crazy? What was crazy is you definitely rock like you came out of high school in the 90s.
Really?
Absolutely.
I think the fact that you
down with relevant hip hop and you graduated in the '80s with the music like what just
oh
came,
he said
but
relevant hip hop son
no no I, who, come on she like Wu Tang I mean
Thank
Nas
you.
Rakim Meth I mean that's nineties music that's strong nineties hip hop
I mean I was there when, not really when it started, but, you know, around when it started, and I was able to appreciate all of that, you know. I was able to appreciate where I was because the Mid-Atlantic region and having northern exposure gave me a better appreciation for good hip-hop, I'll say. I'm not going to call it anything else because then it'll turn into something else, but like I said, and I appreciate that. Thanks.
I'm just saying. Work.
Anyway, it is Relationship Wednesday, and our topic tonight is 10 rules for new relationships. So we're going to give you some tips, a couple of pointers, you know, some tidbits of wisdom that you can follow that will definitely help your relationship be successful. TM, what are we going? We're going top to bottom or bottom to top? Where are we going?
Hey, we're going from the bottom to the top. To kind of build momentum tonight, again, we're talking about 10 rules for new relationships. Man, listen, the one thing I can say about the new school relationships and the new school approach versus the old school, yo, we don't have time to play games. It's like, get to it. What's going down? You know, what are you looking for? And what's odd is we're, like, real straight to the point. And sometimes you'll get a little thrown off, you know, because wow, ladies, they don't wait anymore. You know, they straight to the point. Yo, what's your name? Yo, what you here for? Who you here with? What you doing?
and it's a damn shame that happens to be the turn of the tide after I'm off the market. Brother had to work his ass off
like such an inquisition.
To get things right. What? Yeah.
He makes it sound like such an inquisition.
Who, me?
I'm just saying, man.
But I'm going back to the directness. Things have changed. That's all I'm saying.
True.
Because the hunt used to be on us, but no longer do we hunt because we are absolutely being hunted. That's all I'm saying.
You're right. You're definitely
right
about that.
And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's why, you know, a lot of, you know, young women, you know, young girls specifically, you know, they're confused by it because, you know, because of the signs of the times. But we're talking about the top 10. And number 10 tonight is no assumptions, you know, to the real point that I was making. You know, in these new relationships, 2014 dating and trying to, you know, get to know one another, we don't want to really play no guessing games. You know, don't force him or her to guess what you really mean, you know, by it's okay if we don't go out on my birthday. Stop lying. You're really saying I better invite you out on your birthday.
Now that I agree with. That I agree.
You know, being upfront with your feelings will prevent any conflict. So number 10 tonight, no assumptions or guessing games. So I wasn't complaining. I'm just saying things are different. We're more direct. And it's not just women. I mean, you know, for me, you know, we don't really respect women anymore. And we don't respect women anymore because the hunt is of no more. I mean, when I say we, clearly I'm not saying that I don't respect women. I'm just saying, you know, collectively there's an issue respecting women.
Right. I mean, rightfully so, but when you take the hunt away from the hunter, what do you expect?
I mean, that's real talk. Society kind of dictated how the drop-off really came into play by glorifying, you know, sex and money and, you know, that being the epicenter of this, you know, of this tidal wave of disrespect. It just glorifies it. It just makes it what it is. Like you said, and it's like, you know, before you had to chase, now it's like you ain't got to chase no more. You know, the playing field is almost even.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So quickly moving on to number nine tonight. Number nine. In new school relationships, some may disagree, but I can guarantee you if you ask people to be honest, specifically those who have not really decided to date exclusively, when you're trying to build a relationship, unless you have made it exclusive, you really don't want to kiss and tell, you know. This is a relationship, but not really, you know, an obligated, you know, one-night stand. You know, there's no need to talk about what goes on in the bedroom, you know, or at the water cooler. And truly, if you're really trying to establish a relationship with this person, you wouldn't want to do that anyway. But sometimes we had a tendency, you know, a looking like we had a good night, and we don't mind talking about
it. Damn right.
Yeah, and that's, you let other people assume things. You might smile too long or, you know, not directly answer the question when they say, oh, what happened, or, you know, how'd it go? And, you know, that leads people to think that you want to reveal something, but you can't. And when in truth there's nothing to reveal.
Yeah, but some people be like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to keep this a secret. You know, and their secret is this. Their secret in the mind of them keeping a secret is them not offering up the information. So they be like, right, I ain't gonna tell nobody. But really at the same time they be like, I wish somebody would ask me. I wish somebody would one thing.
Or the tell someone and be like, you know what, I have to tell someone but you can't say anything.
The first person that asks them is gonna be the person that they tell.
Exactly.
But you know how it goes. It's just human nature. Once they say that, yo, you can't tell nobody, whatever, they're going to be spilling the beans anyway. So it's like, you know, if you have to tell somebody, don't tell anybody. That's not the person you need to be telling.
You might as well forget it, absolutely. Hey, and so we're going to move on to number eight, but I want to rewind. We're going to take a break, come right back. It's 9:21. Hey, number 10, no assumptions or guessing games. Number 9, no kissing and telling. We're talking about new relationship rules tonight. We'll be right back at Hump Day Wednesday. Relationship Wednesday. Radio Live.
You know, I went to the club and I ran into this girl. And she was telling me about how she was feeling everything. Her name was New York. But she said, Troy, listen. She said, your music something you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both of them dimples on your face. Cause when we danced, I felt that fit fall on your waist. And you know, she like my style, she like my flow. It ain't no tuck involved, she knows I came so far from dealing blow. been on my grind and now it shows. Ain't nobody around who sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that them lanes, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your head. She got the long hair, ain't nothing fake. Blue glass for a birthday check. All blue thong with the stars on it. Laying in my bed and she all lonely. Rewind back before I grind the cat. Two-stepping in the club with my dog all strapped. Deal for dough, playing with the a flashy young before we took the picture. I can take a number, can't be your man. But you can act like it in your Instagrams. I like flipping grams and you like me. And if you ain't getting money, baby, you like me.
Come on.
I'm all the sound of your law. I heard one good girl is worth a thousand. Oh, one good song is worth a thousand toys. So before I leave, proceed with your ball.
Your music pumping, you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both and dimples on your face. Cause when we dance, I felt that fist fall on your waist. And you know, she like my style, she like my flow. It ain't no chuck involved, she know. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind and now it shows. And ain't nobody sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that. Man, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your hip, hip, that hip. What sound?
Check it out, check it out.
Ooh, this that new end. What sound?
Yeah,
we putting it down, put it down,
put it down.
I used to put them birds
back though
in and out of town.
Powder.
But look at me now. One brick at a time on the road to get mine. Spit about it in rounds, now the hustle combined. Pop and killing these bitches, I done stayed on my grind.
Yeah.
Motivated by money and putting on time.
What?
To get busy, these other been iffy. They calling me Young J, they call me the new 50.
Right.
Call me what you want except broke, let's talk.
Hello.
Who the fuck I'm supposed to sound like I'm from New York?
You know.
Sure, yeah, I've got the streets in a frenzy though. I bought the spotlight back, you should thank me, no. And if you don't, then we know you a hater, bro. Play a hater, Biggie quote. I'm on the radio, baby, every day, that's my word. I restored the feeling, I kept up my word. The new sheriff is down, the chuck is over. BSB roll with us, so you get rolled over.
Let your music pump and you make us so proud.
We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by both and dimples on your face. When we dance, I felt that fist fall on your waist. And you know, she like my style, she like my flows. It ain't no chuck involved, she know. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind and now it shows. And ain't nobody sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that. Some lanes, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your hips, hips, hips.
Hips. 917-889-3926, the number to dial to call and weigh in and give your perspective on these 10 rules for new relationships. It is currently 8:25 in Indianapolis, again, where the Pacers are struggling to not fall 0-2 to the Washington Wizards right now. 84-82 is that update, 11.1 seconds left, and I think Washington has the ball. We are going to jump right back into the conversation. That was Troy Ave right there with Your Style. It's a new upcoming artist out of NY, Brooklyn, son, Troy Ave BK. Hey, they got some good New York hip-hop.
Yo, I like that joint. I like that.
That joint is wrong. That joint is tough. I'm very impressed by that. So,
isn't he on the list of up-and-coming freshmen in hip-hop?
Yeah, he made that list.
I think you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the name of that? What's the name of the CD?
His whole CD. I forget the name of the joint because this is like his fourth joint that he dropped. A lot of it. Or you can check all of them on iTunes. So you know, Choice. If you got any people listening to, let them know that we give you free promo and free advertising over here. You need to come do a show or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody can get on them on that Twitter or something. Try to get them on here. But anyway, hint. We're going to jump. Yeah, you know that's your thing, right?
Track them down. Track them down.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
All right, so we're going to jump right back into this talk of the 10 rules for new relationships. we left off on number 8, which is you got to try to loosen up some. Both parties need to try to loosen up. Like, for instance, you know, when we say loosen up, we don't mean, you know, that you have to have an uptight attitude, mm-hmm. you know, to stick up your butt, got to have to stick up its butt. We're not talking about like that. We just mean like, you know, mm-hmm. look, if both of y'all see somebody that be rather attractive of the opposite sex and somebody wants to, you know, just convey some commentary, you know, complimenting them on the kicks or maybe the outfit or, you know, maybe somebody had a decent physique. So it shouldn't be, that shouldn't be grounds for flying off the deep end. Shouldn't have such a short rift when it comes to that stuff. I mean, I understand it may hurt the pride part of the person. Ah, alliteration, you caught that? It may hurt the pride of the person. But but at the same time, there's nothing to go off the deep end about. You know, I know I've been caught a couple of times taking the glance here and there. And, you know, my old lady doesn't really smack me up the head too much anymore. She knows that's just kind of a reflex for me. So, I don't know.
A reflex?
How do you guys feel about that? It's a reflex.
I think it is.
Once you learn what you're looking at, listen to me. Once you, whatever age it clicks to you at what you're looking at, you have to look from that point on. It's just a reflex after a while. You try not to, but it just happens.
Okay.
I can vouch that it's a reflex.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, no, okay. Okay.
But tell us this, though, because I want to know from your perspective tonight, what makes it so offensive, just the looking? Because you look, too, whether I know it or not, because you're real sly. And when I say you, I'm talking about women. You're real sly. I mean, but I know you look, too. So what's the real issue on looking?
That's kind of difficult for me to answer, only because I don't per se have a problem with it. I mean, no, I'm going to use the term that all of the fellas use before I make my statement. No. I can't say that word because it's not right. But I don't like girls per se. Let me just put that out there.
Okay, so I'll say what she was about to say is no homo.
Right. I didn't want to say that, but I don't like females as far as being attracted to them, but I can appreciate an attractive female. Like I recognize pretty girls. I appreciate nice, you know, long hair, full lips. It doesn't even have to be long hair. Nice hair, it could be short. You know, I appreciate curves.
I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? So it's not a big deal, but I think for some women it comes down to an insecurity as far as, you know, the attention being taken off of them and the far-fetched idea that, you know, he may be more attracted to whoever the woman is that he's looking at than he is to you. And that's kind of hard for a female to deal with.
Okay, you know what? And so I could get with that, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to say we don't respond the same way, but I think it depends on your level of maturity.
True, it does. I mean, and then it depends on the way that the guy is looking at the girl. Like if he's, you know, overtly gawking with his mouth open and, you
right,
know.
Right.
He's walking into poles while y'all are walking because he can't pay attention, then, you know, that's a problem. Yeah, you know, get it together.
Have you fallen out of the chair watching?
I haven't fallen out of the chair.
No, I have not fallen out of the chair. I wanted to know if Sabe had.
No, I haven't fallen out of a chair. I have, may have almost walked into something else. At that
the
point,
wall or
you know what I mean?
Or the door.
A wall or a person or, you know, almost tripped over a caution wet floor sign. Something stupid like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
See, those moments kind of pay for themselves.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's, hey, who am I to point the finger at that? I mean, I get what I deserve for not paying attention. But the fact of the matter remains is that
it must have been a real nice ass or something I was looking at for that long that I had to almost trip and bump into something. Because I normally got good peripheral vision. So.
You're crazy.
I'm just saying. Hey, I'm a connoisseur.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, hey, tonight we are talking about new relationship advice. And we have 10 good rules for you tonight. And we have shared number 10, number 9. And number 8, number 10 being no assumptions, no games. You know, we really don't have time. Cut straight to the chase. No assumptions, no games. Number 9, don't kiss and tell. Sage gave us number 8, loosen up. Loosen up just because he's looking. Listen, unless he falls out of the chair, which is totally disrespectful, loosen up. Loosen up.
Hot topic. And you got to remember this is new.
New
right. It's new relationships. So this is number 7. Is that right?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. Number 7. Number 7 is going to be don't hide things. You don't necessarily want to, you know, spill all of the beans of your entire life. We'll say the first 2 or 3 months, but you definitely want to divulge, let's say, for example, that you dated his best friend before and, you know, he
good
may
one.
Have a little bit of a problem. He sees y'all together.
Good one. Good one.
You might want to tell him that.
That is an awkward moment. That is an awkward moment.
Awkward.
Absolutely.
Yes, for
absolutely.
Sure.
That is an awkward moment right there.
So, yeah, I mean, be honest.
I mean, yeah. Allow me to comment. Allow me to give you some commentary on that, because I had one time I was dealing with this chick when I was back in Atlanta, and it was like, you know, it was just, you know, something short. You know, it wasn't nothing really major. You know, saw each other a lot. You know, some, you know, met each other at the club, you know, had enough drinks, you know, end the story. You know, we was cool, though. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing like, you know, bada bing, bada boom. We was cool after that. I was over my man crib one time, and he was telling me, like, yo, son, like, I just met this joint. She's about to come over. Whoop-de-woo. You know, we about to go hit the streets and all that. Yada, yada, yada. I said, what? She's like, I don't know if you know her. You know, ran the description down. It's kind of sounded familiar. Didn't ring a bell for real. And she walked through the door. We both looked at each other, pointed at each other, was like, oh, my man, I got to go. I'm like, you just saw his face drop because he already knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? And I felt bad about it. Huh?
I said you had to leave?
I know, because I was on my way out anyway. But he was just like, yo, I want you to meet Shorty. Whatever, whatever. Then when she came through, I was just like, oh, I know her. Bet that. I know her.
Wow.
Yes, I just had to get out of there.
Okay,
and, you know,
so, but how long had it been since you, quote, unquote, knew her?
Trying to think of the time frame. I wouldn't say it was... It wasn't too long, but it wasn't too short. It was still, like, you know, I wouldn't say it was still fresh, but
it was
fresh enough that it, oh, yeah, way less than a year.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to. Because that happened, like, what happened with us happened, like, close to the end of winter, turn of spring, and then she came over his crib, like, around, I don't know, summertime, late summertime or something like that, mid-summertime.
Oh, yeah, too soon.
Yeah, so that's why I was just like, is that my dog calling me? I got to get out of here.
He said, is that my dog calling
me? I got to walk my dog, son. He's been in the cage all day, son. Yeah, he needs to eat, man. I got to go. Pee and shit everywhere. Yeah, I don't want to clean up when I get home. I got to get out of here, dude.
You got to walk the fish.
Got to go boil that water, son.
Yo, let's keep this old
joint, Rocky. Yo, hit us with some old school, bro. In the midst of this new school conversation. Yo, we'll be back. Well, go ahead. Say what you say.
Now, I was just saying that, you know, that's what I'm saying. When you talk about things, you got to just kind of, like, you know, create that space so it won't be that awkward moment, because that's bad, especially when that's your man. That's all I have to say about that. When that's your people, that's bad. You know, but anyway, yeah, we're going to be right back after this. It's 9:37, TM Hyman Radio. We're going to drop some old school for you guys. This is for my true R&B and hip-hop heads of the 90s. I'm going to give this one to you right here.
Yeah. Word.
Oh, no, he didn't. Uh-oh.
You got stacks like the International House of Pancakes. The man makes motion in bed. Watch it stand straight with that body. Come and build with guard body. Hardly any chicken heads, fake jacks. A ride by me, use a cover girl. Living well, lady. Watch the chrome spin, Gorilla Grill. Check out the $1 million lady. GS spins, niggas with all the wins. Baby girl, slide in, let the legs spurge, nigga. Massage your skin. What's your name? Lex, last name Diamond. Icy earring shining. What's your occupation? Crazy rhyming. Use a queen killer, so I'ma fill you like Exxon. Woo and Jodeci is like cousins. You see me posted at the garden party. Sweat dripping on my fly shit. Rolling with some niggas robbing. What $1,000 links on? Yo, shorty got money in the stash to drink on.
Every time I close my eyes, I wake up feeling so horny. Can't get you out of my mind. Sexing you is all I need. I would give anything to make you understand me. I don't give a damn about a thing. Freak you is all I see. What must I say?
Cousin Dawn, Solomon had many wives, I see many thighs.
stab me like knives. I'm trained by your chinky eyes. Your razor, baby, this is stick up, throw your legs up. You fake freak in the morning, cause at midnight you gave up. You had me harder than a roll of quarters. You felt this snakehead, you can't cook, you can't fuck, stick your axes dead. Hit the icebox, wrench, grab me a barrel. Can't explain it no clearer, you be the one lately staring in the mirror. Jodeci style, Casey, JoJo Dalvin, Javante. All day like Harry Belafonte. Yo, yes, y'all, yes. Check it, it be the Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang, Jodeci joint, pulling ladies like a hamstring. Check the joint, y'all. Word up, 96, the year 2000, going on like cousins. Check it out, half dozen. Check it out, I get the plucking.
Radio live. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was Jodeci with Freaking You, I think, right? Yeah, that was
Ghost and Raekwon.
And it's 9:43 here on the East Coast, 6:43 on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. I am Matt on Boston. And yes,
yo,
I
she just hopped up off the floor, everybody. Like, all of a sudden,
I just popped my blanket. I popped my blanket off the floor. And
you hopped up because the beeper got the beeping.
Wait a minute. Did you say playing with your ear?
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. What's so hilarious? Wait. Hold on. And my oldest son is going to kill me for this. I promise you he's going to kill me. My oldest son to this day still plays with his ear almost 27 years later.
And which one we're playing with your ear? Which one we're playing with your ear?
What kind of?
Listen,
huh?
The picture of holding a blanket, okay, with the tiger on it, with my thumb in my mouth, and playing with my ear.
I'm not going that far with it. But the ear thing, that's habitual. Once you start that as a kid, it's hard to shake that. I can attest to that.
He will not stop doing it. And it's the little bitty repetitive motion.
And he puts the top part of his ear in the middle and just lay it there.
You know what it is? It's kind of like how autistic kids have to stim with something. It's kind of like, I know me. I have sensory.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
I have to touch stuff. I like to touch.
Now you know you just manage. That's all that is. You're just managed.
I'm serious.
I touch myself often during the day.
Hey, I won't admit to that.
I don't quite think that's what we were talking about.
I wasn't. I like to touch that thing. So.
Hey, we will excuse her though because she has the blanket tonight.
The tiger's got a blanket, mind you.
Man, shake it out though. Man. Shake it out.
Hey, I don't have white people here. I do not.
I can't believe you said that.
Hey, it's 9:45. 9:40. It just turned. Actually, 9:45 New York City, everybody. 9:45 Miami. What's going on? Hey, we're talking about new relationship advice tonight. We got 10 good rules. Madam Boston is bringing us number 6. Hey, but before we go there, listen, I saw something today on the internet. And before I forget, I wanted to throw this out there. I'm not sure whether it was CNN or what. It might even have been the Today Show's website. But they actually had, like, major cities in, like, 20 years, what could possibly happen based on what's taking place in the climate. And, like,
it
Miami
was on the Today Show.
Was to be, like, underwater in, like, 20 years, if I understood it correctly, if I read it right. Venice Beach, underwater, like New York, like the stadium in Manhattan, underwater. It was amazing to see the actual, like, computer-generated picture of how the water would rush, rush these cities if the climate continues to change at the pace. So Regina, you did understand it and see it just as I just communicated it.
Absolutely.
Correct me if I was off.
No, no, no. You were absolutely right. I saw the live broadcast where Al Roker, excuse me, was reporting where he had interviewed the president about global change and the effects that, you know, what we as a society are kind of doing to our own environment. And if we don't get a better hold and grasp of it, that's definitely going to be the result. It's scary to think the images sometimes that you'll see portrayed in movies. I'm trying to think of what the movie was where the Statue of Liberty was covered almost up to its crown. That's one of the simulations that they showed today. I don't think it was quite that high up to the crown, but it was covering the majority of the Statue of Liberty, which is, I don't even know how tall it is, so I'm not even going to try and guess, but
I'm
covering the majority.
I saw that straight up.
Yeah, me too.
And so, I mean, I just wanted to you know, we get real, you know, real silly, and we entertain and we have fun, but we're very serious about what we do. And so at the end of the day, I say all of that to serve as a PSA that we got to become more conscious of our climate. Because whether we're going to be here 20 years from now or not, and hopefully we all are because we're young enough to be here way beyond that, but we're not even doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for our children and their children and their children at the end of the day. I mean, the climate, the environment, I mean, come on. And so we got to be more conscious. And, again, that's a public service announcement from TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, Boston, are you conscious? Enough, clear enough, sober enough to give us
Okay, so number six, I'm not answering that. So number six is, like, don't forget your own. And that is supposed to be, like, you know, sometimes when you get a new relationship, you tend to, women do it a lot more than men, or faster than men, I think, kind of cut their friends off because of their new relationship. And, like, if the relationship doesn't go good, you don't have any friends at the end of that. Now, if you are continuing to be in a relationship, who are you going to invite to events at your house, parties, birthday parties, anything? You can't because you've ostracized all your friends that you had prior to your relationship because of your relationship. Now, let me ask you guys this, though. How true does that stand for each one of you? Like, when you get in a new relationship, like, have you ever cut your friends off because of a relationship that we're in? I want to start with Regina. Have you ever done that?
I have, and it was the biggest mistake I ever made, ever. You get... And it happens to the best of us, so anyone who calls or dares challenge and say that it has not happened to them, I would call you to your face a liar. But, you know, you kind of get caught up in what's going on in your newness, whether it's the physicality of it all or just the fact that, you know, you're off the market or, you know, what have you, and you start to pay so much attention to the person that you're with.
Right.
You know, you might not talk to your girlfriends as often. You know, girls' night might not be once a week like it used to be. You know, you're not going shopping to Victoria's Secret for your weekly shopping trips like you used to have drinks and cocktails and, you know, do girl things or even just spending time talking like you used to. Those extra moments are, at that point, shifted off to the person who you're in a romantic relationship with. So,
right.
I mean... Now, let's give the hot chocolate disclaimer. I mix mine. I blend mine. And that, I think, is another one that's coming up in the list later on. But if you can't get along with him, then, you know, there's a problem with all of us being able to hang out. So
right.
That's important to me.
Okay. Yeah.
My friends... from back then are still my friends today. I think for me, because I kind of struggled with exclusivity, you know, we were all friends. I had a lot of friends.
Oh.
And so for me, I never had any real problems. I've only really had I'm going to say maybe 4 true relationships. And when I say true, exclusive. Maybe 4. Everything else has pretty much always been, unfortunately, a rotation.
Right.
So no. To answer the question, my friends have always been my friends. Relationships weren't really distractions. But I can tell you that women always had a problem with the fact that, you know, I always seemed to be pulled away. And so maybe I wasn't a good person to be in a relationship with.
Right.
I don't know, you know, but no, it was never a problem for me.
Okay. And last
but
not
least, nah, I'm good money on it. I keep my circle tight. All my homies know it was good. If anything, the only thing I would say that can remotely relate to that situation, I didn't shun them for whatever it was, but I was just over my shorty's crib a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was in college at the time, and I had my place off campus, and she had her place off campus, but she always had food, so guess where I was? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and she had the whip, too, so guess where I was? So those two elements, a car and food, I was over there all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's not, and it's not like, you know, I never, like, you know, I kind of diss my dudes for her or whatever like that. It's just that, you know, yeah, I was out trying to find some ass, and I was already up in some and getting fed at the same time. So it was like, you know, what you going to choose? You know what I'm saying? I don't have to search right now. Y'all do. Y'all on the hunt. Y'all on the prowl. So it's like, you know, it was kind of just I wouldn't say a conflict of interest, but it was like we just kind of like, you know, we were just doing our own thing. They was on their own moves, and I was on. I had a girlfriend, and all the rest of my crew didn't. So
right.
You know, we just had different priorities at the time. So that was like the only remotely close situation that I can recall. But I've been on the other side of that with people who done forgot about, you know, who helped them out or who, like, you know, was there for them through all of the yes. Leading up to this person, and then once they get in there, it's like, you know, who are you? It's like, whoa, how did that happen? You know what I'm saying? You still got to pay rent here, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about it was something that close to home. Like, you still got to pay rent here. I know that you're checking all of that, Duke, but I don't care if you're not here. You at her crib. Still got to pay rent.
Right.
You know?
As a man.
Right, you know what I mean? So, you know, it got a little crazy.
I can imagine.
No, I have never done that. Yeah.
I mean, but when you in college trying to make it work, you know, we trying to get out of paying a bill by any means necessary. Duke, I haven't even...
Check it, though. Hold up. But, you see, that was a total separate situation from my college situation I was talking about.
Ah, got it.
Right. This happened a little bit further down the road. You know what I'm saying? When I was out of college, when I was already in adulthood, and I had a roommate. You know what I'm saying? Right. This ain't the same. This is another circle. I would say this is a more of a closer confidant to me than my crew that I had at college.
Right. You were hitting your adulthood. Right.
Right. I was in my adulthood when that part happened, when my dude I was living with, you know, he got his check.
That's even worse, trying to get out of a bill, trying to prorate the bill. I ain't been
okay.
here.
Yeah.
$100 off the bill.
I've only been here for an eighth of a day.
And you laughing? But you know what time, but there's no watch on the wrist. That's exactly what he was trying to do.
I've been here for an eighth and a quarter of the month.
Right.
Talking about, I ain't even been here watching. I ain't been in. And it was times when he hasn't shown up for like a whole month on end, like maybe like, I'll say almost like three and a half weeks out of the month. He was over up under his shorty's crib, up under her ass all day.
But he still got to pay
bills. Didn't see him.
Yeah.
Your bill is your bill.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? We signed this lease together. Like, you got to pay up, homie. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you over there helping her with her rent. That's your dumb ass fault. Okay?
Yeah, that's your bill.
You still got obligations here.
Hey, 957 over here. 957 over there, because we all on the East Coast. Hey, it's the crew. Madam C. Boston. That dude saved James. Hey, he getting heated as he start talking about it all over again.
Okay. That just pissed me off, stuff. I'm gonna feel good about this one. It's just that new joint, Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake joint, Love Never Felt So Good. So I guess it's what he was feeling. Let's go with this.
Yeah, that joint is hot.
Let me see you move. Love never felt so fine. Get a shot,
TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live. That's the new joint. Yeah. Justin Timberlake. Good. I think Matt Sebo Boston have taken over the board.
Nah, that was something. Me.
It's a 10:02.
I'm not gonna blame it on me though.
10:02 because I love.
Right.
10:02. Hey, we are counting down 10 golden rules as it relates to new relationship advice. This information was pulled from some. I believe it was probably about 8 new couples who kind of gave a combination of feedback. And tonight's top 10, and I'll recap as I give you number 5. Number 10, no assumptions or guessing games. Cut straight to the chase. You know, don't leave people guessing what you mean. You know, say what you mean what you say. Number 9, don't kiss and tell. Number 8, loosen up. Just because he looked at her, just because she looked at him, you know, loosen up. Don't get so mad. You know, it ain't nothing. Number 7, don't hide things. You know, you don't got to tell all your business. But, you know, again, if you run the risk of bumping into somebody, you know, with your new boo, you know, you don't want to fight the breakout. You know, let them know what to expect. That's just fair. Don't hide things. Number 6, Madam CeeLo Boston just told us, you know, don't forget your own. Don't forget that circle that you might have to run back to. Many of us have dropped friends picking up new relationships only to have to go back to those old friends.
Hmm.
Watch that. Hey, and I got number 5 for you. Forge relationships with your partner's pals. You know, sometimes you be like, I can't stand when they come over and be watching football, you know, eating up all my food. That's what we do.
Okay.
True talk.
So make them some nachos and invite their girlfriends too and call it a party.
Yeah.
Be an auspicious host.
Yeah.
Be an auspicious host. Exactly.
Yeah. Forge the relationship with your partner's pals. Hey, get in there. Get in where you fit in. Don't try to regulate. Don't get mad. Just join the party. You say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Right. Because you're not going to win.
Not that day.
And so, I mean, you said, Hot Chocolate, that you do that consciously. Why is it so difficult for women to integrate, you know, to forge those relationships? Well, what are some of the obstacles, and how since you clearly do that and do it well?
I do it, and you have to know who you can do it with first and foremost. There are some friends that you have, you know, they've been your friends for years, you love them regardless, but, you know, you can't bring them around certain situations, a.k.a. your man, or friends that they have that, you know, you may know mutually, but, you know, they're more friend to your friend than they are to you. You have to watch, you know, kind of who you bring around and know who you bring around. But when you have, you know, that comfort level, please, games, going out, dinner, you know, events. To me, doing things like that in small groups, you know, groups of maybe two extra or four extra, being 4 or 6 total, it makes, you know, makes a concert more fun, you know, makes a sporting event more fun. And when you can do it with your friends and your mate or your, you know, potential mate if you're still in that phase because it's new, you know, it makes it all that much more fun. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone. You get to hang out with all of the people that you like so much. No one is, you know, screaming about, oh, you're not hanging out with me tonight because y'all all together. So, you know.
I think it's how you do it, though, and how you communicate between the two of you.
Yes. That's very important.
I mean, because the thing is that, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of women do complain about their man's friends and what have you, but the thing is that men have to also take be accountable for how much time they spend out. You know what I mean? Like,
true.
And it's we all go through a phase. Well, okay, no, people who have friends and are used to having friends, it's like, you know, you don't want to let go of your friends. You don't want to kind of lose what, you know, you don't want to stop doing the things you used to do. But then at the same time, in new relationships, you want to try to kind of find out everything you can about the person. And you want to spend more time with them than you would normally spend with your friends. So sometimes friends, though, how about this? If you don't respect your relationship, your friends won't respect your relationship.
Say that again.
If you don't respect your relationship, your friends won't respect your relationship. And what I mean
by
that is, say for instance, was in a relationship and like, say you and I, say, talk on the phone all the damn time. I mean, and hypothetically speaking, that we, you know, and then when I got in a relationship and then you like, and you got married, it's like, okay, we can't talk as much because we got other stuff going on that don't change our friendship. But we can't be trying to hide each other and all that, you know.
The frequency has to shift.
Yeah, you know, so
out
it's
of
like
respect,
a,
out of respect for that
exactly.
other person.
But guess what? Some people don't know.
Yeah.
Some people don't even know what regular respect is outside of street respect.
True.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that has to be learned. But you know, it's like, if y'all both on the same ish, you know, you it's kind of hard. You might break up.
No, that's true, because I had to do that too. Like, you know, I had a female friend that I, you know, dumb tight with. She, you know, happened to be, you know, an ex. And you know, we still had a pretty good working relationship. But
right.
Once I got married, I had to kind of like, you know, peel back on that a little bit. So, you know, it has its boundaries.
Right. But I mean, like, sometimes, don't you think that sometimes people don't respond that way to their friends because then they don't want to be, but especially men, don't want to be labeled pee with.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like,
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Finish up. Finish your point.
You interrupted me. You know how I'm a man. You did it on purpose. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that, you know, I agree that no man wants to admit that. But if he's in the right situation, he's not going to look at it as being whipped. When you whip, you know you whipped. But if you're in a good relationship, then it's a good relationship. It's a difference. So it's like, you know, that's where you kind of got to, it's a fine line, but you got to draw one.
Right. But I had an instance where, and I had never faced this before, so I had no idea what to do, but the guy I was dating and a very close friend of mine, they got into an argument. And I wasn't there for the beginning of the argument, so I had no idea who started it or what it was over. But the way that they both were responding to me, I didn't know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know how to interject. I didn't want him yelling at her. But and I'm like, well, they're both grown. So, and I don't know what they're arguing about, so I didn't really want to get in it. I just sat there and watched them argue. And both of them got mad at me. And I was like, I didn't know how to deal with that. I had never dealt with it before. So I sat down and watched it. If it would have got physical, I would have got involved. But, it, you know, they were just name-calling and yelling and such. In a fashion that, hell, it was in the fashion of it would have happened at some point, even if it wouldn't happen that day. You know what I mean? So I didn't know how to respond to that. So that in turn had the guy I was dating mad at me and all of my friends that were there when it happened because we were at my house. So it was like, but I didn't know how to respond to that. How should I have responded to that? Can anybody answer that? If you have, you're in a relationship, your person, you're in argument with your best friend, and now everybody's grown here, But how, and if that's your house, how do you respond?
You know what I mean? Like, everybody get out. Everybody
out. I think
out.
It depends on what they're arguing about.
What were they arguing? You know, I'm so serious. Like, it went so left. I really don't remember what they were arguing about. I just remember after the argument. Yes, I mean, of course, things were just never the same.
I mean, of course not, because your best friend is going to want you to take sides, and so is your significant other.
Right, and so that's
so
what I'm saying. What would have been the proper, like, since we're talking about being able to let go of your friend, was that a situation where I should have sided with the man that lives with me, or was it I should have sided with my friend? Like, regardless of what the argument was about.
Nah. There's no regardless in that, because right is right and wrong is wrong. And I just can't side with you because you're my man or because you're my friend.
Whatever the argument was about, either one of them could have been right in their own perspective. You know what I mean? So that's why, like...
Well, if you couldn't figure it out, what make you think we can figure it out?
Well, you've never had a significant other or whatever get into it with a friend of yours? Nobody?
No.
For
me, I yield, you know, to the location. See, me, I remove myself even from conversations, leaving people talking to themselves.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
So
I'm going to
just remove.
I
understand. It was an awkward situation for you.
Exactly. Hellaciously awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward. You can't respond to something that you don't even know how it originated. So you were at a disadvantage, and therefore it was nothing really that you could do. Because I kind of, you know, take the position of Regina. If I did know, I'm really going to state my opinion about who was wrong, regardless of who it was, based on what I understand.
Right.
I mean, I felt like they both were wrong. That's what I'm saying. Either one of them could have been right in their own perspective. I thought both of them was wrong for getting in an argument in front of. It wasn't like that was the first time they had been around each other. They could have put that shit outside. You know what I'm saying? They could have did some whole other stuff. They didn't have to do that in front of everybody. There were too many people in there.
We're going to pause for the show, and we're going to slide into adult conversation. It's 10:14, but first, who has number four for us?
I can take number four. That is going to be, don't talk about the future until it's time to talk about the future. So, ladies, as much as you can picture yourself with him, he's the right height, he's the right build, his gene pool is perfect, your kids are going to be gorgeous, oh my gosh, they're going to have baby hair, it's going to be so curly, you're going to have four of them, you're going to have, you know, you're going to live in a three-story house with a white picket fence, and you're going to have a little cockapoo, and yeah, save all that for when you need to discuss that after you all have been together for multiple years and have figured it out that you are equally engaged and that you want to be together and you have, you know, mutual goals and that type of stuff. There's no
word is bond because if you don't, sort of, he just might react.
I'm immaculate, come through masculine. Wide body frame, he does the name. Whoa, in the field of rap, I'm superb, I'm fly. I should be in the sky with birds. I ride 20-inch rims when I lean, yo.
Hey, yo, them tins.
I know I keep them clean, though. Come through, storm the block like El Nino. Scoop up an Arabic chick before she close. She go, those my people.
Yeah, them broads from Puerto Rico, them keepers.
Yeah, watch how the Elo 64. Black rag, black interior, ship on the float. Burn out. I do it for them kids, they hop on the turnstile. The E going wild.
Yo, like them white chicks on a DVD.
Yeah, I'm worldwide, MTV and BET.
Yeah.
Whatever she said, then I'm mad. If this here rocks to y'all, then we mad.
Yeah.
Whatever she said, then I'm mad. If this here
four figures. Chopped in a coffee blender. My shots like squeegee men on your window. Usual suspect, I'm the crippled member. Get away when I sat down in the office. Heat in my lap keep me walking awkward. Why y'all talk it? The doc reinforce it. The mic is hard to keep my paws off it. Yo, is my when it's over. No freestyle, I pulled up with King Cobra. Out in the Nova, don't bother. My Nina Brown, plus it'll shut down the Carter.
Yeah. Whatever she says, then I'm mad. If this she a rock, she all they don't be mad.
Hey yo, Red, he's over.
Word?
With it right now, watch this.
Told ya.
Chillin'.
I'm Milk.
I'm like Kid Gizmo, we start billin'.
When the roof is on fire, believe it, it's me. Sparks when I rock the mic like Siegel and Free. When the pen hit the pad, the evil in me come out. Total recall for people to breathe. I got dogs in the backyard.
We got chickens, ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
Yes, round and round we go, circle the area.
Leave the party, go straight to the Marriott.
Josie Doe with cowboys where they saddle at.
Rodeo with 20 foes on the Cadillac.
What's your name, man?
R.E.D.
Cost money,
but the heck is free.
Yeah.
Whatever she says, then I'm mad. If this here rocks, she all then we mad. Whatever she says, then I'm mad. If this here rocks, she all then we mad.
Dose safe. 1019 out here in the DMV area. We still getting it in over here. Team Harmon Radio Live.
You're
docking now.
You're bilingual for
two numbers, son. I've been bilingual for dos nombres.
Whatever she said about that.
Numeros.
Not numeros.
Dos numeros. We got Espanol cracking on
that. Yeah. Our day, son. Gotta have to go back in this 90s vault for that one, too. That was the Eric Sermon featuring Redman React. And you can still rock out at parties right now if you fit it in the right place.
Yeah.
And that's what I know how to do. Fit it in the right place.
Oh, my God.
Fit it in the right place. Tell him again.
You know, ever since you went to go visit her, y'all have been way too good of friends, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh,
yo, it's fun. Yo, you got to understand, we bonded for the 20, 30 minutes that I was there in Charlotte, son. You know what I'm saying? I saw the tree fell on her crib. I see where the water seeps in. I met her peoples is in the garage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I still didn't tell you about that ride back to you. I got to call you and tell you about it. It was a crazy ride back. But yo. it was a bonding moment. Sorry you wasn't there to share yourself.
I know.
We'll get there. It's okay, babe.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I'm going to parachute down the fence.
Look, if my daughter decides to go to FAMU, then definitely I'll be in Florida.
Oh yeah, then you'll ride through on the way to Daytona.
Hey, we might be neighbors
20
miles away.
If I parachute to Tampa one day, I just hope a breeze doesn't blow me past east of Plant City.
It will. If the gust of wind is too strong, you will miss all three of the exits. So just point me in the direction of the way that your parachute is going, and I'll follow you.
You just meet me there. I'll have a GPA.
We'll jump back into the conversation.
We're getting close to the top of the list of the top 10 rules for new relationships. I'm not going to go through a recap. I'm just going to talk about the last one that we had in the new one, the don't talk about the future until it's time to talk about the future. So you ladies have business grander and want the ballroom dancing and want the angels falling from the ceiling and confetti falling from the ceiling when you guys are going to get married or whatever. Save it.
He doesn't care what the wedding dress is going to look like.
Word
right
is
now. He does not care.
Save it for the moment. Save it, all right? This is your second. This is, you stepped up from Applebee's Cheesecake Factory with him, all right? So be happy for that. All right? Don't talk about marriage.
He's telling you her ring size when you opening the door.
Word is bond.
Yeah. He's sending you pictures of rings from Jared and.
Word. What color are we going to paint the kids' rooms and stuff? Get out of here, yo. Just order from the dessert menu and shut up. Get out of here.
What the dog's name is going to be. And
hey, do you ask, when do you ask somebody their favorite color? At what point do you care?
I mean, that's preliminary information. You can do that first couple of dates. You got to get to know the background of the person. That's preliminary information.
But you're not going to remember if you ask on the first date and you remember the favorite color, you get major points for that. Major points. That's small talk, just trying to see if she's going to talk to you any further conversation.
Right.
That's not even information that you're saving.
That's what I'm saying. That first and second interaction meetings, you talk about favorite colors, favorite food,
that's fluff.
Favorite drinks, all of that. That's all that stuff right there. That's just a feel-out session.
Favorite movie, all that. Yeah.
Let's jump into number three real quick. Number three is no suffocation. And I think that's self-explanatory.
Now,
I'm going to say this, though, in lieu of my previous statement, when I was saying I was over at my shorty's crib all the time in college. Remember, there was a trade-off with that. I had food in the car over there. But the second thing about it was, the second thing about it was she wanted me over there as much as I wanted to be over there. So if that's the situation, if it's an even playing field, then so be it. But if you
you were just basically you were doing her a favor, is what you're saying.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, you ain't seen me without my shirt off yet. So I mean, I just call like you see it. You know what I mean? Stop playing. But I'm not seriously though. she wanted me over. she wanted me over there as much as I wanted to be over there. So. You know, it kind of was an even playing field. But if you find yourself imposing your will, posing it into his or her space, then, you know, it might become an issue.
If you catch her rolling your eyes every time you look in her direction, there may be something wrong. You may be spending too much time.
Hey, did she tell you to get up? That means you have overstayed your welcome.
What?
Hmm? Listen, she tells you to get out. You're definitely
on the stage. Where? Hey, go play basketball or something. Isn't it nice outside?
Yeah. Go find some friends, please.
Go get arrested or something so I can miss you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Number two.
That's really
number
what it's all about, just giving each other a chance to miss each other. Like, really.
Word.
Right, like, let me miss you. Make me miss you, please.
Yeah.
Tell him go get arrested. Tell him go get arrested real quick so I could dig up some bail money for you.
What?
No, I don't know about that.
What happened?
Give me
that
was
too much.
There's a lot of collisions taking place here tonight.
Sorry. So nobody's ever got arrested on purpose? Nobody?
Arrested on purpose?
Yeah,
I'm
you're on your own on that one.
No, I'm playing.
Okay, because no. Arrested on purpose?
Can I tell
y'all something?
Arrested
on purpose.
I just got a text message from somebody, and they called me Nita. Who the hell's Nita?
Nita.
Nita?
N-I-T-A. Dead ass. I'm talking like right now, it popped up. Nita, hello, this is Willie, just checking to see how you're doing. Who the hell is Nita?
Oh, well.
Willie, that's
somebody,
that's an old school cat, his name Willie.
Willie.
Wow.
That's only the man in the corner store.
Save you ass for number two. Number two.
Yeah, what's number two?
Hey, one day out of the week, and this is a good one, specifically because we're talking about new relationships, building something brand new. Hey. Take a day out of the week. Decide one day every week that you want to spend together exclusively. exclusively. No one else. Don't invite your friend. Don't bring the kids. No one else. Exclusively. Everyone is busy, so designating time together is healthy for the relationship if you're really trying to cultivate. That's number two. We're talking about new relationship advice tonight. Right, and so I know I got friends that actually do a date night consistently. Every Friday, they try to do a date night. And they're a young couple, and I think it's awesome because they're consistent with it. And they got babies, and they coordinated well. And it's not always perfect, but I know for a fact that it works.
Yeah,
and you come to look forward to it, too.
And you know what? And it's not, and it's funny because a lot of people look at going out as being expensive, but there are a lot of things that you can do that aren't expensive, especially like in this economy, you know? You can go bowling and during off hours or something. But find something. You're absolutely right. That's awesome. That's like one of the best ones.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, some reason I'm being advised that we are about to go off the air. For some reason, we have been short.
What has happened
tonight? We have been short 30 minutes tonight.
We got 90-second prompts, son.
So apparently, we are going off the air. Back Friday, same place, same time.
Hopefully.
That was a scheduling issue, apparently. Nothing else would explain that one. Adult conversation just been ripped from you tonight.
Very, son. And I had a good countdown to match.
You want to put it out there in 60 seconds?
What's number one?
All right, real quick.
Number one, respect the personal space of your spouse. The hand holding, the kissing in public, just respect that. That's number one. Go ahead, Zay.
All right, check it. I have the top four or five fatty sightings that you'll see. Number four, you'll see a nice fatty in jeans. Number three, you'll be the nice fatty in the sweatpants. Number two.
Yo, what?
10 seconds. A nice fatty inside a maxi or a sundress, whatever y'all want to call it. And ultimately, number one and 1A, nice fatty inside yoga pants or leggings or the volleyball shorts. Shout out to my man Joby Bradshaw out here in DMV for posting this on Facebook a while ago.
Hey,
we can get out of here with that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever you do, do it well.
Well, TM Harmon Radio. We'll be back on Friday.
Let's do this. As a matter of fact, let's do this. We just want to say good night to those who are listening to us live right now on the internet. If you're standing by on the phone line, it's going to continue. We're going into overdrive with the show. So go say.
Well, let's do it.
You going to wrap that with it? All right, say no more.
Yeah, because what's happening is everybody that's listening to us live on the internet, it's going to drop off.
Right.
Okay. I got you. All right. Well, check it. I'll run it back to you real quick again with a little more in depth. I guess time so we can talk about it. Like I said, number five. If you see a nice fatty in jeans, that's always a good look. Okay. Number three, the fatty in the sweatpants look. That is a true testament of who has something behind the curtains, okay? If you can fill out a pair of sweatpants.
Behind the curtains.
I'm telling you.
The curtains?
If you can fill out a pair of sweatpants, you're doing something, okay?
With the curtain, though.
Nope.
Behind the curtains.
The next one I have is the maxi / sundress, whatever y'all want to call it, the maxi dress, the sundress, you know, the ones that kind of hug the waist. Yeah. And then, like...
And go down to the floor.
Yeah, son. Oh, buddy. Those right there. But I'm saying, because a lot of times y'all can't wear drawers with those. So we got to...
That must be a fan favorite. I got old buddy. Wow. Okay.
I'm saying, but then you have, to top the list, you have the yoga pants / leggings. Or,
in place of that, you can go with the volleyball shorts. Because, you know, the Olympics will be here in a couple weeks, in like, what, 2 years from now. And I'm looking forward to the Brazilian women's national volleyball team to take center court. They have a quite an equitable distribution of protoplasm, if I might not say myself. And
very diplomatic
and
stated.
Yo, I'm just
word,
saying, I'm just
word.
Saying, I'm just saying it's equitable distribution, and you know it's in all the right places.
Distribution,
but you can if you have no idea what a nice fatty looks like in volleyball shorts, you can even Google Brazilian volleyball team, women's volleyball team, and I'm pretty sure you'll get a good showing.
Yo, same as that dude up on the top of the hill with the binoculars looking down.
He is.
Not really. I'll take a walk. I'll walk through the crowd and get a close. I don't need to get up close. That binocular stuff is for the creeps, yo. I'm not about that. I'll be up for
You're an up close creep. You're an up close creep.
Hey, at least you know what flag I'm waving, okay? You don't have to guess, is that guy looking at me or looking at somebody? No. Yeah, if I walk by,
that's true.
Yeah. You don't have to guess with me.
Intentional.
No guess.
You're very, very, very intentional about it.
You know. I make the point known. I state my claim and I state my case. That's where I go from there. So that was just, you know, some quick tidbit because I knew we were doing countdowns. I wanted to throw that in. I didn't know how far we were going to get the countdown to the top 10. So I want, you know, just inject that in there real quick.
Fatty sightings.
That's right. So this is the rank. That's the rankings.
Right. Yeah.
You sound speechless. You sound speechless, Regina. why are you so
I mean,
speechless?
I'm trying to figure out, you know, where I fit into that, and I don't think I. I mean, you know, well, the volleyball shorts I'm never going to have, so that's out.
Okay, well, yoga pants, leggings, you work out, don't you?
Yes, got the maxi dresses, got the, what else was it, jeans and what else?
Sweatpants and the jeans, sweatpants.
Oh, but see, my sweatpants are different. I like boyfriend-style sweatpants that are baggy, so all you'll be...
But that's the point, you see, that... I'm not talking about fitted sweatpants. I'm talking about those baggy joints that you still... I'm talking about the baggy style sweatpants that you still got the boonky poking out in.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm saying is the true measure of who has a nice fatty.
Well, then, you know, I guess I'm on the fatty list. Who knew?
Don't pull a muscle. Pat yourself on the back already. You know, it's all good.
Oh, there's no need. Listen,
yo,
my fatty card was punched long ago, boo. I don't need to, you know, this isn't validation.
I'm just saying.
Yo, we are in overdrive. We are. It's 10:36. They're no longer listening on the internet, but we're still here. Hey, let's rock something and keep it moving to the top of the hour. Hey, we are that crew that categorizes the fatties, TM Hama Radio Live.
That's
we'll be
right.
Back.
I've been fat.
Man, when me talk, hear what you fit do. Shut your mouth. Listen close, what we come fit do. Shut it down. Legal shot, no touch a bun. Enough excitement. See them frightened, fast them wire run.
Come here, girl. We are though. What a guan. Done with that. Dirty wine. Don't it matter, right? Beat a lick you. Make it clap. One go take it off. Set the trap. Don't fight it, now your skin starts. You don't panic. One go fuck it till you broke it up. So exotic. While you suck it, watch me fuck it up. So we have it. Body big, watch me love it up. Bend over and spread and make me sticky teen and butt it up. Twerk it, 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 twerk it
your pants. Go and go get your friends. Dance done. Come outside. Get out the bed. Welcome. Enjoy the ride. Watch the way me stick you. Welcome.
You don't know.
Let me pick your friend and wait for you.
Hold on there. Your man vex, vegetate the boy. Shoot one. See my gun will evaporate the boy. Leg up that. See how it sound? Whang. Level that. Down to the ground. Bang. Laugh at that. You don't know. Best of the best. Pretty girl. Only for body and only for breast. Physical. How you are dropping. No one could attest. Digital. With Instagram it till them get
arrest. Twerk it, 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 twerk it,
girl, when you see me, here what you fi do? Bow down, big chin, I need every two. Respect, all them going like one up here of weird. Queen, yeah, London, weird with the same weird. Come here, boy, bow chat, book, tree you rich, where your wallet? Get your have it, here we it. Cartel, Beanie Man, bounce the killer too. Roll the weed, bust a Dutch, all with the two. Broke it toes, flip, land on your head, girl, Brooklyn. When we shoot, net gel, Trinidad, on the gym, flat shot move, fix the wall, gel a bit about where that go.
Walk like a champion, swing like a stallion with a two big medallion. Good? You're perfect. Show them the action. Bad girl concoction. Cool now? Relax, man. Them nervous. Skin out and done the place. Spin round and show your face. Open and close your case. Arch up and work it, Mr. Hole on the tech time. Girl, wind your waistline. Follow the baseline. Right now, stir it. Round like a bowl of soup. Round like a hula hoop. Round like you're about to cute and do it on purpose. Wind like a yard man. Grind like you're number one. Jump up and wave your hand. What do you think? You know you have to twerk it, 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 twerk
it,
twerk
it.
Yes.
That was Nicki Minaj and Busta Rhymes. What is that?
Twerk it, 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 twerk.
Yes. And look, so we're in overdrive. It's 10:40 p.m. on the East Coast, p.m. on the West Coast. Middle, y'all figure it out. And we're talking about the basic, just pretty much basic rules of dating, well, for new relationships anyway. I mean, you know, each one is, you know, based, is it relationship by relationship, you know. But I don't know. The tips have been really good. I get that. Was it? And did we cover number one though?
We did. Number one was knowing one's personal space, respecting personal space, and so you know, people have different comfort levels when it comes to. Couples behavior in public, you know, so know, you know, where the line is, find the line, you know, if it's holding hands, you know, if they don't like kissing maybe in public, you know that in advance, you know, heated neck kissing on a subway platform, you know, that worked for some, it makes others totally uncomfortable. So, you know, just know your partner's personal space as you are working to establish a new relationship. So I'll run those back starting with number 10. Number 10, no assumptions or guessing games. You know, you shouldn't have to guess what you're thinking. Say what you mean what you say. Number nine, don't kiss and tell. You know, the relationship, you know, it's more than just a one-night stand. Again, you're trying to establish a new relationship. And so, you know, there's no need to talk about the bedroom action at the water cooler. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it at that. Number eight, loosen up. Loosen up. No need to start a fight just because he was admiring her sundress.
Well,
depending on how he was admiring her sundress.
Loosen up.
Okay.
You
know,
you're
respectful about it, for real. Like, you don't have to walk in. Sometimes
if you take time out, you might admire it, too.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say, Sage. But that's what I'm saying. Like, don't be trying to be obvious, trying to hide it. You know, like, you're trying to hide it, but it makes it obvious that you're trying to hide it. You're just staring at someone.
Yeah, and fellas, don't be ready to you know slap her in the face, you know, just because she catches a gaze, you know.
Hey.
I mean, loosen up a little bit, loosen up. Number seven, don't hide things. You don't need to tell all your business, you know, but might be a good idea to tell something before it creeps up on you on the street. Don't
uh-huh.
hide things. That's number seven.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, you don't want to have to deal with somebody like, say, James on the street, who reacts first and asks questions later. You don't want that.
Uh-huh. Hey, only if necessary. Only if necessary.
Number six.
Now, right?
Number six. Don't forget about your friends as you're trying to establish that relationship. You don't want to establish any resentment or neglect. You know, your friends didn't have to come back to them later because your feelings been hurt. You've been let down, which happens way too often. Don't do that. A number five, forge relationships with your partner's pals. You know, cook the wings if they're coming over to watch football. You know, you make the wings. Make sure they on point so you can get all the compliments and follow
That's
the
fine.
Advice of hot chocolate and bring your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's mingle a little bit.
Exactly.
Works every time, I'm telling you.
Yeah, because you
Number
have
four.
You can have, get together
Go
at
ahead.
The house and invite your friends.
Yeah.
And say, I mean, help us. I mean, because at the end of the day, is your wife one that forges the relationships of your pals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All my people love my wife. Because, before we had kids, like, my place, they had, like, kind of dubbed our place like Vegas because whatever went on in our crib stayed in there, and like we would have a good time over my place, you know, like my get-togethers was the bomb.com, and you know it didn't have to take no kind of special event because you know I would have the party favors available, and my wife she knew how to cook, so. You know, she would be making, like, homemade nachos and all kinds of crazy stuff for everybody to eat. And, you know, when we was eating chicken, we had the crazy different blends of, you know, chicken, the little wingette joints with mad different kind of flavors that, you know, she would concoct some different kind of joints to make some kind of flavorful joint. You know, and it was good. My boys loved her. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she got a place in their heart early just because, you know, a way through a man's heart is through his stomach. So,
right.
You know, once that bridge was crossed, you know, I had the party favor, she had the food, and then the liquor was involved also, you know, it was a match made in heaven with everybody. So, yeah, I mean, big time. But then once she learned, once she understood how football was played, that really just took it to another because then she got into the game just as much as everybody else did. You know what I'm saying? Calling out holding penalties and pass interferences and stuff and, good blocks and, you know, the chop blocks. You know, she's calling out stuff that, you know, I'm impressed over. And it
That's
impresses your friends. That's what
yes.
I'm saying. So
yes.
When it's for her to for the female to be involved in the sport, not just tolerating it, but embracing it to try to understand what makes us love the game so much, that's definitely a benefit or I'll say just a plus factor in their favor as a significant
right.
other. So
right.
I mean, that's big time. That's huge to a man that's in the sports. You love the sport that he loves. Huge. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny, but you know what? These in this day and time, you find more women that are interested in sports than you know. When we were younger.
Previously, yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, you have a lot more women. Hell, you have more women's teams than, you know, than we've had in the past. So, yeah. That's not hard.
I mean,
to find.
It's, and I think that women have kind of figured out that if you can't beat them, join them, because your men are not going to give up sports for you. It's never going to happen. So suggestion coming from, you know, someone who it wasn't really forced on, because I'm a natural sports fan anyway, but, you know, if you can tolerate learning about the sport, it is such a plus for your relationship.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah,
hey, Steve, hit us with a make your comment, but I'm feeling some old school, bro. I'm feeling some old school. We'll come back, close off these last four, but we'll go ahead and finish comment.
Yeah, no, I was just going to just say that, you know, and if you don't understand the game, you know, just be patient, because, you know, especially a game like football, you know, because that's like a big thing, you know, with guys on Sundays, football Sundays. That's a big thing. And it's a lot more rules in football than it is in basketball. Basketball is instant action. You run up and down the court, shoot the ball in the bucket, you get points. Somebody gets dunked on, ooh, this is more exciting. But football, there's a lot of rules in there. You got line of scrimmage. You got penalties. You got illegal motion, illegal formation. You know what I'm saying? You got check down receivers. You got all these terms that are going to be completely foreign to you. Yeah, it's like in the different positions. You got 11 people on the field, 22 people on the field at the same time that all have different positions. Maybe like two or three of them. You know what I'm saying?
So they can't redo things, and in football they can challenge it, but in basketball you can't challenge.
Right, exactly. All they can do is see a replay, and then so you can make sure they got the call right. But that's about it. If they didn't get the call right, then hey, tough cookies.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's like football can be a little bit slower than basketball, but once you understand the rules and the way the game is played, and and why certain things happen, then that's when it really becomes good to you. So it's like, you know. Just be tolerant with it. But, you know, other than that, let's get into some old school joint. I got some early 90s for you guys, right? Some early 90s R&B right here. An instant classic.
Yeah, bottom end of freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo, situation is
serious.
Let's kill it, cause we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm. Celebrate.
You're so
beautiful.
Relationships, they seem from the start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
chest. Michael Biggins here, and I'm running the show. Step, fifth of all. Now you know. Yo, Slick Blow.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her. That girl is
poison. You never trust a big button to smile.
Radio Live, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, Save James, the General. Yeah, we're in overdrive, and if you've missed any part of the show, you can go back and check out the podcast in about, we'll say, 15, 20 minutes, because we'll be off the air in 5, and then it'll be up in about 15 after that. But we want to quickly go over the last 4 of the list of tips for new relationships, and I'll take number 4, which is, again, don't talk about the future until it's time to talk about the future. Ladies, we know, like, and I have a girlfriend. She plans out every aspect of her entire life, and she's so young. She had a baby chest before she got married. Now, mind you, she's gotten married and is currently pregnant now, we'll say in the last year, but she had the baby chest, we'll say 2009, maybe. So she's planning. It wasn't the guy that she's married to, so I guess that's what makes it less awkward about it. But, you know, ladies, don't talk about marriage or your dress or the guest list or, you know, where you want a honeymoon or how many potential kids you'll have and where the house is, where, you know, you want to have it built until it's time to talk about that. Those type of topics so early on in a new relationship can sometimes be a deal breaker.
But don't you want to know where that person stands as far as, like, well, I guess it depends on when you go into looking or starting a relationship, which they're looking for in the first place. But, like, if your mind is set on getting married, don't you think that's something that you should express to the
person? I think you should get to know the person. You should at least know the person's name and their favorite color before they know all of this that's in your head.
But you should know their name before you agree to go out with them.
I'm just saying, though. But before I even know who you are, you want to tell me about all these things in your head. Slow down. Pause.
Well, you know what's funny? Men have one. I don't bring up marriage, but men do. So, like,
I don't. I
guess not right. Well, apparently.
Okay. All right. I missed that last commentary. You don't what? I want to laugh too.
Hilarious. He said he does not talk about marriage, and she said,
what?
Apparently.
Yeah, he never lie, huh?
Yeah,
he, and he's not going to talk about it. And you know, you know what? He's not only not going to talk about marriage, he's not going to be cornered into talking about something that he doesn't want to talk about either, because when the conversation gets uncomfortable, what do you do, TM?
He talks about Jesus.
He don't talk about Jesus. He breaks out. He turns around on one hill, spins around, and goes in the other direction.
I've already told you.
He will be out in a heartbeat.
That's right.
I mean, because the bottom line for me, it goes back to, again, you know, I mean, we live in different times where women You don't think it's okay to propose. And so, you know, for you know, clearly, see, she says clearly I'm not thinking about it. I mean, but again, CeeLo's a woman who thinks that proposing is okay.
It's okay.
And so, again, different strokes for different folks.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And
there you go. That'd be a mess. I ain't going to miss with all of that. Nope. No.
Well,
now
we probably really do have 90 seconds left.
Oh, geez. Let's see.
Yo, man, ain't no more time up there right now, so I don't know.
Oh, true. So we're in overdrive indefinitely.
It's actually until
we call it quits.
Let's hit those other three, and we can be out on time.
True.
Number three.
Okay, who's got the next
one?
I have four.
Don't smother each other.
Yeah, suffocation.
I can't breathe. I'm only going to the mailbox. I'll be right back.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, where are you going now? What? Bye. Oh, my God. A lot of people live like that, though. And that's the way the relationships are. That sucks. I hate it, too. But see it. God. Or sneak in
that's
and talk
to your
friends.
When the phone rings and you roll your eyes, you haven't even looked at the display yet. You just
Hey, number two, one day a week. Decide on one day every week that you actually going to schedule some healthy away time where it's just nothing but you and your special somebody. Nobody else, not even the kids. That's number two.
That's right. Date night.
You do need
number
that
one
to keep it alive.
I'm sorry, Sheila, go ahead. You do, to keep it fresh.
Yeah, exactly. You know, try something new. Besides just going to the movies and dinner.
Mix it up. And number one would be know your limits when it comes to your partner's personal space. Public displays of affection, we'll call it. You know, your girl might not like for you to cup her right butt cheek with your whole hand and grip it, you know, like you would a basketball the way that you do, you know, when y'all are at home while
Can I smack
y'all
it, though?
Are. No, you can't smack it while she's walking through the offering line at church. Like, she might not want you to do that. So,
I'm
no.
Just saying, like, what if she did a good job or something?
I mean, show her that later thing. Like she just scored 30, really?
Yeah, smack ass like she just scored 30.
Babe, good job. What?
There you go, babe.
All right. You
like she made all her throws, huh?
I'm just saying, man. She might have won the game.
You know what? Yeah.
Mm-mm. MVP.
Hey. We definitely in overdrive now. It's 11:01. Hey, we out of here. Yo.
We done talked about marriage way too long. He's starting to itch. We got to go.
It's like 11:01, and we definitely
down,
in overdrive.
Buddy.
We out. At least I'm out. Hey, see you by radio. Hey, take us home.
Whatever you do it well. Oh, my goodness. Stop itching.
Oh, you wait on me. Okay. Yeah, my
yes.
bad. Hey. All right, second. Look, man. For those that have international travel miles, go to Brazil. It's about to be a zoo out there for the next 2 years. They got the World Cup coming this summer, and the Olympics are going to be there in 2016. They're going to have a parade for the next 2 years straight in Brazil.
I'm going to need them to ramp their security up a little bit before I get there.
Hey,
to-do list,
it's a lot of missing products from Brazil, and they ain't be making stuff every party, though.
We are that crew, that team. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the general. T.M. Hyman, Save James, Madam CeeLo, Boston, Didi, Toya, Nokia. We will be back on Friday. I said Nokia. Nokia. Nokia.
And Joe Smith.
A.K.A. Tamir the Raven.
Stop talking about Joe Smith. We don't ask about him no more. He's on the side of a milk carton somewhere.
Hey, yo, son, we're gonna take your songs off our playlist, B.
That's right. Him and Kiss Major.
Okay.
Yo, I can't wait for that one, though. I'm gonna be honest.
Now that's funny.
You cut that out. It's against the law.
Hope you're listening, too.
That's what happened.
All right.
When Jason's at the table, I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So, like, what do you think? Did you think that girl was pretty? How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short, and that dress is so tacky. Who wears cheetah? It's not even summer. Why does the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After dinner in the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie. Model, she definitely bought all her Instagram followers. Who goes out on Mondays? Okay, let's go take some shots. Oh no, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. Oh wait, never mind, I'm fine. Let's go dance. There's no vodka at this table. Do you know anyone else here? Oh my god, Jason just texted me. Should I go home with him? I guess I'll take a good selfie.
See him.